Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you stayed with us because our good buddy Tom Becca is back with us. Tom is he's a stand-up comedian, folks. At least he has been in his past life. You'll kind of get a little idea about that. He once opened for Sam Kinison, which I'd pay money to see that YouTube video, and he talks about that, about his background, as he talks to people like you and me about how to make sure we get the most out of our businesses, how we put our best foot forward in the marketplace. His book is called There's No Business Without the Show, Using Showbiz Skills to Get Blockbuster Sales. Tom, welcome back to the show, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Jim. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's good to have you back. Yeah, and is there a YouTube for your opening act, and you and Tom Kinison? I mean, Sam Kinison?
No, I have not put any of my stuff on YouTube up there, which I...
Do you have that? Do you have your opening act with and coming in front
Sam
of...
Kinison. I have it when I opened for The Rock Band Chicago. I have it when I opened for Seinfeld. I don't have it with Kinison.
Send me a copy of that. I'd like to see that.
Okay, I'll email it to you.
There you go.
It says in the book, a fairly good stand-up comic. My stand-up comedy career was one of those that, you see for 5 minutes on Comedy Central, say, hey, he's pretty good, and never hear from again. That was basically my stand-up career. But I learned a lot doing stand-up.
So you're not – we're not going to have the Tom Becker show like they had the Seinfeld show. Is that what you're saying?
Not unless – well, of course, there's so many TV channels anymore.
Well, that's the truth.
So you never say never.
But, you know, it's even better, though, because you got radio.
Oh, yes. I do a radio show now. I was in sales for a number of years, sales manager, but now I do a talk radio program in Omaha, Nebraska, just a few blocks away from Warren Buffett's house. And
So, Tom.
Yes, sir.
It's your mother and your dad are saying, it's come to this. Our son is in radio.
I know.
He couldn't have been a pimp or a drug dealer. He had to go to radio.
They liked to bet when I was making $100 a week, sleeping in my car, traveling the country doing stuff.
He couldn't have sold vacuums door to door. He had to go into radio. So okay, what's your take on the economy right now, Tom?
Well, I was thinking about this because people right now are a little bit scared, a little bit worried, and I'm looking at this like this is a great time to embrace this because we talked about when I was doing the stand up and when I'm working. Everybody that I talk to, all the successful people I talk to, Seinfeld, Chicago, Sam Kinison, all of them, they talk about the bad times.
Yeah.
These are really the good times to make the best stories. You take a look at what's going on right now, and I've heard too many people kind of like, ooh, they're scared, they're worried, they're ooh, doom and gloom, things are slow, whatever. These are the best times because these are going to make the best stories when things turn around. Nobody wants to hear the stories about how easy everything is. But, boy, you go through a tough time, you have some great stories to tell and something to be proud of on the other end. So
exactly.
I'm saying embrace this and understand what this is and don't be too freaked out by it and make the most of it.
And you know what else, Tom? I know you're still a young guy, but there are a lot of people. There are millions. There are probably over 100 million people, maybe more, maybe 150 million people who have never been through anything like this in the United States.
Right.
They don't have a clue. I mean, they actually think that what we had in the early part of this decade and what we had in the early part of the last decade, they actually think that was like a downturn. And those were like little hiccup recessions. They weren't even the recessions. They were only barely technical in nature. And they haven't really been through what we're actually in and probably going through for the next year or so.
Well, that's it, but that's okay because, really, seriously, my parents went through the Depression.
Yep,
and I remember hearing, you know, all the stories about what it was like. And the reality is, even though they wouldn't want to necessarily live through those times again, they were very proud of those times.
It was a badge of honor for them, wasn't it?
It really was. And that's what, you know, anybody right now who's freaking out about what's going on with the economy, think about it, because you actually get tougher during these times, and they make for the great stories. I opened for the rock band Chicago. And, you know, when you're the opening act, if you're a comic for a band, for a rock band, you're there to be the sacrificial lamb.
That's right.
You know, you're there to just get people in the seats, get in the focus. You know what you're there for. Well, I went there, and I had a pretty decent set, but it wasn't a great killer set. I did my job, and backstage afterwards...
Go ahead.
I'm talking to Robert Lamb from Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the music playing.
Hold on to that thought. Yeah, this is a good place to stop. Folks, we're going to finish this Chicago story. You know, we like Chicago. We play a lot of other stuff here on the show. Right after these messages, 20 Till is Dan Fogelberg. Take us out. We're back. A little theme music. Of course, we do Chicago all the time here, but especially in honor of the good friends of our good friend, Tom Becca. A little Chicago bringing us back. Tom is the author of There's No Business Without the Show, using showbiz skills to get blockbuster sales. Tom, as we went to the break, you were just telling us about one of your backstage experiences after you just opened for Chicago.
Yeah, with Robert Lamb, one of the founders of Chicago. So yeah. We're talking after I do my set, the opening act, and he starts talking about the times when Chicago was the opening act. And they were the opening act for a band called Iron Butterfly.
I remember them.
You remember Iron Butterfly? For the younger listeners who don't know, Iron Butterfly was a band back during the hippie days when the hippies would get stoned and listen, wait for a big drum solo. That's basically the song. It was like a 30-minute song,
right?
And that was it. Anyway, the audience that went to hear In a God of Vida,
right,
had no interest in seeing Chicago. Chicago was being booed off the stage. Now, here was Robert Lamb. All these years, all these million of records sold, all the sold-out concerts, all the accolades, the awards and everything, and he's talking about the times that they got booed off the stage opening for Iron Butterfly.
Yeah. What's up with that? What's wrong with that picture, huh?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying now about what's going on right now with our economic situation. You know, if these are tough times, these are the good times, because these are the times you're going to be talking about down the line.
Hey, Tom, without these kind of times, how do you dazzle your grandchildren?
You're right.
I mean, you know, what do you got to tell your grandchildren? How can you make your grandchildren, you know, believe you actually have battle scars without that? There's one other thing though that I want to bring up. This along those lines, and I bet you'll appreciate this, and I bet the Chicago founders can appreciate this. In my experience, in my own life, when things have been the toughest for me, have been when I look back and realize I was the most creative. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I go back to my early days in doing stand-up comedy. There was a time when I was living in a $100-a-week flop house in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I mean, seriously, people staying there were transvestite hookers and crack dealers, you know? And in my mind, I just told myself I was living the life of a jazz musician. Because I could convince myself this way that I wasn't in this pathetic situation.
You were suffering for your art, right?
Yeah, I was, you know? And I kept on thinking, this will look great one day in the autobiography. it's not in the autobiography, but it is in the story is in my book now.
Yeah.
And you go through this, and you do, because what do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
You know, when you're going through these times, it's like, okay, how am I going to get out of this? What am I going to do? And that's where you come up with the ideas. That's where you come up with the stimulus. That's where you come up with some of the best stuff that you're ever going to do.
But in order to make that work for you, you have to kind of be a little aware of that, don't you? I mean, if you let the circumstances bring you down, then you wind up, all you wind up doing is at least if you don't fight back. I think if you fight back, the creative stuff will happen in the process.
Right.
But if you give in, if you succumb, and I've got this thing that I've been talking about this week, that I call the small business attitude, Tom. I'd like your thoughts on this. And I'm saying the small business attitude is this: I'm going to win by surviving.
Definitely.
What do you think?
Oh, definitely. Matter of fact, funny you say that. There's a song, Michael Murphy, a country singer, years and years ago, had a song called Desert Rat. And one of my favorite lines, I get a lot of motivation, a lot of inspiration from songs and from lyrics and from movies and stuff like that. And there's a lyric in that song basically just saying, success is survival, and you toughed it out. And that, and that, to me, is entirely right. You know, another show business adage that I love is that you are going to get your big break the day after you quit. which is also true. And the same thing applies
to small business. That's the motivation. That's the motivation to keep small business owners going.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes, you know, that it's actually, it can be a problem because we don't know when to quit.
Well, you know, you gotta know where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, and use that and keep on plugging along. But as long as you keep on going, you've got a chance. As long as you are still in the game, you've got a chance to win it.
Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, as you know.
Yes.
And in that book, there's a story about the guy who dug and dug and dug for gold. He dug and dug and dug for gold, and finally, after he dug, you know, a long way into the mountain, he quit. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously, folks. He quit and he left. Another guy came in, went down the same shaft, moved over 3 feet, and found gold.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're wondering about where's my creativity going to come from, look left and right. If it's not right in front of you, look left and right.
And it's real easy. Look, you're watching the news, you see the media, you see
Hold
these
on.
Stories.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bad day on Wall Street, and you think, oh, my God. You know, and then you hang around other people that are being all negative, and then you feed into it. Don't do that. I mean, it's that easy. You know, just stay away from some of these people. Be aware and be realistic about it. But, you know, some of these people are such doom and gloomers, it's like, I don't want to be around you.
Well, that's the reason why I'm telling people, I'm telling small business owners, don't listen to the talking heads on television. Listen to your customers.
Yeah.
Now the talking heads on radio, they're good, right?
The radio talking heads, we know what we're talking about.
They're all good, but the TV talking heads. So folks, the book is called There's No Business Without the Show. It's good that you have a round head, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. Yeah, they finally found the Owen show is my face. They finally found a use for my round face.
I don't know anybody who could have pulled that off, Tom.
I appreciate that.
I know your mother is so proud.
Put in a plug. If you want more information, go to Tom Becca, Tom BECKA, TomBecca.com.
No crass commercialism here, ladies and gentlemen. Tintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Mark Knopfler bringing us back. Great guitar picker. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the new site we got up there at the old URL. So I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of new capability there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the ability to subscribe to our free newsletter, which we will send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. In fact, on the new site, you can actually see a sample letter, so you can see what it looks like and see if it's something you like. And, of course, you can unsubscribe easier than you can subscribe if you choose to do so. Our knowledge base is askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now, and our blog, jimsblog.biz. We cranked that up again. That went dark for just a few weeks while we were working on the new site. But I do my own blogging, and it's brand spanking new now, so check that out at jimsblog.biz. New look and everything. Tom Becker is our guest. His book is called There's No Business Without the Show, and BECKA if you're Googling him. And give us that website again, Tom.
The website is tombecker.com. Like I said, BECKA.
Yeah.
And just some information there. I've got a little blog on there myself as well.
They can find the book there too, right?
They can buy the book there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Makes a great Christmas gift. And I throw that out there this time of year.
Can they find your station on your radio show online?
I'm on KFAB in Omaha, and it's a general topic program. But, they can log on to, I don't want to give it, it's KFAB.com, but I don't want to, you have other affiliates that want to.
Tom, we share the love here.
All right. Well, in that case, KFAB.com.
We share the love here. If you're our friend, you're our friend, thick and thin. Hey, so last thoughts on getting through this economy. But my thought, my primary thought is the small business attitude. I'm going to win by surviving.
Definitely going to win by surviving. And not only that, if you're enjoying what you're doing, this is all just part of the fun. And I know it doesn't seem that way at the time because you're worried and you got bills, you got reality to go through, and concerns, and obviously, but as you said, it gives you the opportunity to be more creative. It gives you the opportunity to think of new ideas, be innovative, and to, as you say, survive. It is a survival of the fittest, and if you go in with the attitude of, oh, geez, this is really going to stink. Look, again, going back to my stand-up days, I had times, you're playing a gig, and you know that the crowd is going to be lousy.
You're bombing.
But if I go up there thinking, oh, this show's really going to suck, guess what? It does. But if I go up there thinking, I'm going to give it my best shot, do what I can, and enjoy the failure of this. I did a show one time for a Christmas party for a restaurant where 95% of the staff were illegal immigrants who didn't speak English. That's a great story now. It's a great laugh now. At the time, I didn't think it was all that funny.
I bet you didn't. Another thing. You've got quite a bit of sales background, Tom. Another thing that I've been reminding people about, and this is one of the truisms of the marketplace, if you're wondering where your next business is going to come from, remember this. Somebody is buying something from someone somewhere right now. It might as well be you.
My two grandparents, on my dad's side, my grandfather made money during the Depression. On my mom's side, my grandfather lost his house. I'll tell you right now, I choose to be on my dad's side in this, And you're right. There are people out there that are making money right now. There are people out there that are making sales, and it may as well be you.
Well, and there, there's also this thing I call the homecoming, the prom queen syndrome. Or the homecoming queen syndrome. When the homecoming queen, the homecoming was before the prom, and so when the prom happened, nobody invited the homecoming queen to the prom because everybody thought she already had a date.
Uh-huh.
And so she wound up staying home because nobody called her. We got people out there who everybody thinks they're not going to buy anything, and nobody's calling on them. Guess what? You call on them, you got a sale.
There are people out there right now who need to buy a home. And yet, boy, if you listen to the media and some of the doom and gloomers in the real estate business, nobody's buying. Well, what? I've got a friend here who has his own real estate agency. He's had one of the best years ever because you're going out there and you're finding the customers. It takes more work. It's a little bit harder. The easy days are gone. But you know what? You're right. People are making money at this and good money at it.
That's the reason why I refuse to call what we're in a recession. I'm calling it the whatever we're in right now thing. because it's different for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. And some people, they just let it get to them too much, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Hey, Tom, I'm planning on winning. How about you?
Same here. I think we saw this with the stock market many times. You'd look at the stock market going down, there'd be no reason for it to, but it was just going down because, matter of fact, the onion.
Don't watch the stock market. I got to watch the clock here, though, Tom. You know how this works. I got to wrap up.
I understand. Hey,
thanks for being here.
On the program again, and, hope
good job,
will,
buddy.
Have a great Christmas. And
see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.